Blog Talk Radio.
Lush live in the building, and you know how it is. You know how we always give you nothing but the hottest interviews in the world. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, always supporting the community, always giving you real news and real talk on real radio. You already know what it is. So make sure we take notice to our sponsors, www.strictlybun1.com, hottest fashion clothing line in the business. Check them out. Also, Diverse Media Group, LLC, for all your marketing needs, and Digital Fantasy Media. So, today, we have an exclusive interview with the diva of all divas, Cinnamon Jones. You know what I'm saying? Your girl that runs You know what I'm saying? Soul Pitch Media, one of the hottest media groups out there, definitely doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Repping the NY. Shout out to all my barrels in NYC. You already know what it is. Don't forget that August 22nd at Club Touch is going down with Coast to Coast Mixtape Convention. I'll be in the building. I'll see you there. But we about to go to the phone lines, pimping. You already know what it is.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Lush? It's Cinnamon Jones.
Over there.
Hello?
You was in the rain?
Huh?
Was you in the rain?
No, I'm actually out in the streets hustling. You know how that goes.
No, that's... Man, I got to give you a Lush Radio welcome, you know what I'm saying, for, you know.
Thank you.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty, man, you want to go ahead and get some shout-outs real quick?
I definitely want to give a shout-out to my, you know, company, Soul Pitch Media. Everybody that I work with, Vacant Lot Records, all day, every day, Lot Music, all their artists. I definitely want to give a big shout out to the media outlets as well as yourself, Lush Radio. Thank you so much for even, you know, contacting me so I could get on with you.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? This supposed to have been done earlier, but, you know, I be running around like a chicken with my head cut off sometimes, you know.
Right. I mean, sometimes that's the best way. That means you're doing something. You're doing something really good.
That's what's up, man. So, the thing I want to ask you, what made you, you know what I'm saying, start more about Soul Pitch Media, man? Tell us more about the whole, you know, the whole entity and, you know, what made you decide to start this?
Oh, okay. Well, basically, I'm going to take you way back when I first started. I started with WooWare. I was actually the salesperson for WooWare. I never did retail in my life, but I wanted to step up my game. And the guys gave me an opportunity. My, you know, ex-boss Power, very knowledgeable in the music industry. I mean, he ran the whole Wu-Tang with RZA. So I ended up from there. I stepped up, and he actually promoted me to VP of Publicity. And without any knowledge, I didn't go to school for it. It was just self-knowledge. I went, I hustled. You know, I saw what we was losing out, and I just went in there and started doing my thing. And, you know, being with them 9 years in the game, during my time at WooWare, I actually started Black Cherry Media. And from there, everybody's like, oh, that's not, you know, so professional. It sounds like a triple X type of thing. And I was like, you know what? Is that enough? My name is Cinnamon Jones. Let me go ahead and change it. So I did, and I put Soul Pitch Media, and my first client from Soul Pitch Media, which I created out of the offices of WooWare, was actually multi-platinum producer Dane Grease. So I've been rolling with him for, like, it's going to be 13 years now in January.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's where I started, you know, because I was doing so much, and, you know, I got love from, you know, the labels, I got love from the media, and it was just about networking. I mean, people say, you know, it is difficult, but when you have that support system and people believe in you and you hustle, it's a 24-hour hustle. It's not even like, it's 9 to 5. No, baby, you have to, it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You just got to do what you got to do to make it happen and keep your name, you know, on top, because the next person is waiting to knock you. And to this day, they still keep trying to knock me, but you know what, baby? You better roll with me because I roll with the punches.
That's real tough.
No, yep.
You being as a diva, and you understand how this entertainment, you know, system works and everything. As being, you know, dealing with star and basically keeping your name out there, tell the people how important that is to be visible to, you know what I'm saying, the media and to, you know, the people and stuff like that.
Oh. That's very, very important. The most important thing is your respect. You need to actually earn your respect in the industry. Not everyone is going to give you that respect, but if you respect yourself first, then everyone follows. You know, you never allow no one to disrespect you. One thing I did was never allow anyone to disrespect me, and I never kissed nobody's behind. You know what? Whatever I had to do, I did it on my own. And if they actually knocked that door, they try to close it, you know what, I kicked it open with my stilettos. You understand? Because at the end of the day, I am the hustler. You know, I gave myself that name. So it's just like I had to go ahead and keep forward. And your name has to stay relevant because, you know what, when companies do defunct, like right now, WooWear, in 2000, it was a wrap for WooWear. I knew already it was going to happen, so I set myself up beforehand. I already had Dane Grease. And being in the industry itself, I started getting other, you know, work, which I did on Big Pun, the documentary. I was actually the talent coordinator and the publicist for it. I also did styling for Urban Latino Magazine. Actually, that's where I first started my, you know, my whole industry at Urban Latino Magazine as an intern stylist. So it was just like my name started. My name actually, I branded my name. At the end of the day, it's about branding. I ended up branding my name at WooWear. Everybody was like, Cinnamon, that's your name? Yes. And it was just like branding the name, and I kept it relevant. And everyone was like respecting what I did because I hustled. I wasn't playing. I wasn't hoeing. I wasn't a groupie. I was a businesswoman. And that's mm-hmm. what us women have to do is be business women. Don't try to be nobody's friend and hang out with them late at night and think it's all beautiful. No, it's nothing. You understand? You have to really hustle. You have to let, you know, a man and a woman know your standards. And that's what I did, and that's how my name just became so relevant. There were times people didn't like my presence around because I was a threat. And to this day, I'm still a threat. And I know I'm a threat because of people's actions and how they speak to me and how they try not to speak to me. But when I come in their face, it's like, where are you going to go? You can't go nowhere because I'm in your face.
That's
so
true.
It's like, yeah, it's like keeping that name, you know, and I kept it with respect. So it's just like when, like I tell people, I'm the best person in the world. You know, I'm here for everyone. I give love to everyone. I help everyone, especially the up-and-coming publicists or actually, you know, up-and-coming anything. I'm down for you. You know, I'm down for you because I know the hustle, and I still hustle. So it's just like I know the grind, you know. It's like I have my own vocabulary with the grind. So at the end of the day, it's about keeping your name relevant. That's how you keep it relevant, letting everybody know who you are, what you've done, and what you've accomplished, and what you're about to do. And that's, I'm about to do some big things on my own, so I'm very proud of myself for that. Sometimes you have to give yourself a pat on the back. Yeah, you don't wait for nobody to tell you you're great. You got to tell yourself, I'm great, you know? You don't wait for nobody. And if they tell you, that's a plus. That's a blessing. So that's how I see it. Yep.
That's real talk. So who are some of the clients, you know what I'm saying, that you're dealing with right now that really stick out? And who was one of the most, you know, significant to you that really stick out?
Right now, I'm sorry, this car is in front of me. Actually, right now my clients are Dane Grease and his whole Vacant Lot artist staff, Gino Green Global. I have DJ Blazita. And I also rep E2K Magazine, and now I'm the publicist for Signature Hits Magazine as well. Basically, the one client that it's Dane Grease, because from being a producer and actually being in the industry and so relevant for so long, we still go through our, like, oh, trying to get in these big magazines and let people notice. Sometimes they play a song, be like, who is he? When I be like, you know who he is, you hear his sounds every day. You know, you rock to his music. So what do you mean, who is he? So, you know, he's been one of my clients that I've been putting out there a lot, you know, and putting him in front of people's faces. Like, you got to respect the man for who he is, you know. So he's been one of my, you know, clients that I really take serious. I take all my clients serious, don't get me wrong. But he's one client that I have out there a lot, and now I have the whole Vacant Lot, you know, roster. So doing big things. And then I have my own, I have Liquid Lace Radio, and I also have Soul Pitch Streetwire, which is a blog. And now, right now I'm doing documentaries with artists. Instead of going to the approach of, you know, all the other media outlets that just do that one-on-one interview, hey, you know, who you have beef with, what's your album dropping, I'm going straight mini-docu with these interviews. So, yeah, I'm bringing a lot of different things to the table.
We're checking out the blogging site. Definitely a hot one right there, man. Tell the people, you know what I'm saying, that link, you know what I'm saying, so they can check that out.
Definitely. It's www.soulpitchstreetwire.com. And you can catch me on Twitter, Soul Pitch Diva. You know, I welcome everybody, anybody who wants beats and stuff and, you know, ready with that money, cash up front, Or, you know, I accept checks, maybe. But I do have PayPal, but you definitely go to soulpitchmedia@gmail.com. And, you know, and I welcome everyone, you know, give me a call, give me a shout. You know, let's do business. That's what I'm about. I'm a businesswoman. Let's get it.
I heard you also do, you deal with, like, casting and stuff like that also. Tell us more.
Yeah, I was actually the booking talent for Chappelle. The Chappelle Show Season 3, I was the booker, booking talent for that, and I definitely missed that. I'm actually not doing that right now, but I have still, you know, good influence with the film industry, you know, and people still call me, hey, do you have this type of model chick, or do you have this type of character I'm looking for? And I'm like, sure, no problem. I still have people's portfolios, you know, the headshots and everything. So, you know, whoever wants to get in the industry and I have a, you know, a spot, I'll definitely, you know, forward that to any booking agent, you know.
What's
but
up?
That should be, yeah, I have one person right now. He actually handles a lot of that stuff. He just did Sex and the City. His name is Jay Nasdaq. He has his own company. So, yeah, you know, you submit your headshots and, you know, I could forward that over because you never know. It's all about networking and connecting.
When you first started, were you getting a lot of support from the Hispanic community, or was it all over when you first started out?
You know what's so crazy? Me being half Puerto Rican and I'm also Trinidadian. The craziness was that I never, and I feel so bad about this, I never went to any, like, Latin type of festival, record release, but I had love from them because they knew, they were like, Cinnamon, you're Latin, let's do this. I'm like, hey, I'm all for it. You know, I'm global. I look at it as I'm global. I had love from everyone. I mean, because I give that energy out. You know, it's like, work with me, I work with you. Just don't step in my way. You know, I'm the best person of life. I mean, I can work with you. I'll deal with you. But you know what? You do one little thing to me, and if I feel you ever snake me, or if I feel a threat that you're trying to do something just spiteful, you will get yours, because I believe in karma. So that's why, you know what, I'll let you. It happened. It happened to me before, and it was such a beautiful thing. I reached out to a publicist. I don't know if the industry knows, but I'm going to keep it real. A lot of publicists don't like each other only because they're afraid of they might take their clients. That, to me, is an insecure publicist. Me, I'm very secure. You understand? And I love all publicists. And it was just like one publicist was being real nasty to me. I was like, all right, cool. When I got the stint at Chappelle's show, it's funny, when she called and I answered, she was like, Cinnamon? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, may I speak with the booking agent? I'm like, you're speaking with her. So that was just the only thrill. I felt such a rush. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, oh, I wanted to book my talent at, you know, Chappelle. I'm like, go ahead, send me his portfolio. And she says, I know he's not going to be a part of it. I said, no, he definitely is. What I did was, as a woman and a businesswoman, I made sure that her client was a part of the casting. He made it to the show, and I was there. And when I got to look at her, and she put her head down, I said, no, don't you ever put your head down. You look at me in my face. And she's like, can I talk to you? I was like, no, there's nothing to be said, but thank you. And I kept it moving. So that right there showed her, it's like at the end of the day, I had the power, you know. If I was her, I would have been like, oh, no, I don't, nah, it won't happen. No, I made it happen, just to let her know I make things happen.
And we're going to ask you that question, actually. You feel like it's competition when it comes to being, you know, I do PR also, but the thing about it is that when you're doing PR, you feel, shouldn't be no competition. If your client is loyal to you and you know what you're doing and you're good at the game, it shouldn't matter, because you might need other PR for a different event. You never know what you might need for.
Exactly, and that's why I don't understand with certain publicists. It's like right now, I'm also a media outlet. I have my radio, I have my blog, and it's like I do interviews. It's like, why wouldn't you want to speak to me? Why wouldn't you want to be a part of my world? You understand? So it's just like, but some of these publicists, that's why I say they're insecure. They're afraid because they're not doing their job. And you could tell. Like, I could tell who's doing their job and who's not doing their job. The one that's not doing their job, you never hear the clients nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and then when the client reaches out to me, that's a bad thing. When they be like, I need help, I'm like, you have a publicist. They're like, I need help. I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
I have had situations like that, and I wasn't even a publicist at that time. Client is actually done with stuff. I mean, I'm not the one you cut the check for, so don't ask me for help.
Right, exactly. But yep, that's how the game is. I mean, I watch it very closely, and I watch it with everyone, you know. And like I said, I let people see what I'm doing, but I don't let them see everything, because you can't let them see everything, you know. You just let them see what you want them to see, and I let them hear what I want them to hear.
And that's true.
Mhm.
So how did you get up with you know what I'm saying, my sister, my girl, you know, Street Queen, my girl of E2K.
Emma Ramos. Yeah, Emma, we go way, way back. We actually, I think we met, because it was so way back, we met during the Big Pun. Yes, we did. We met during the Big Pun documentary. Her magazine was actually doing a tribute, and we was doing the film, the documentary to it. And that's how we got connected. We started talking, and she was like, yo, you're real. And I was like, yeah, you're real. Let's go. And, you know, from that day forward, we just kept rocking with each other. And her magazine's been out for 8 years, and I've been with her for 8 years.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Emma's my girl, and if you guys listen to one of our previous shows, Cinema X came on and stuff. I think we had Jay on the manager of Willie Nelson Pole, and Cinema was on there, and they were both doing some real good.
Right.
It was definitely some hot stuff, man. But, you know, so if a client wants to come to you, what are the absolute no-nos when you know, some of these people, you know, either this company or a small company or artist, what is the absolute no-no when you're stepping to a PR person?
My thing is, to be honest with you, don't hire me because you don't like your other publicists and you think I'm going to take you as a free agent. Like, I'm not, you know, I look at your budget. I work with indie artists, but I look at the budget because, you know what, at the end of the day, I have to eat too. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, don't come at me and say you have to. That's the one bad thing a lot of artists have now. You have to do this. I want to be a part of this. Could you make this happen? It's like, look, we can make things happen, but we can't turn the world around. You understand? And I'm not here to tell, you know, an editor, you have to make this happen or else. I'm not a threat to no one like that, you know. And don't come, you know, with your threats and who you are as the artist and you're the best, because if you're the best, you would have been out there on your own. You know, you need me to help you, you know, gain that control. So come with me with wisdom. Come with me with respect. And we can make a lot of things happen. Come with me with a plan. I want somebody to come with me with a plan. Let me know what you want, and let me make it happen for you. Don't let me decide your future, because if you let me decide your future, then I have total control. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's like...
The other thing I was going to ask you, a lot of people have this misconception that a PR person, like that does publicity, is to make miracles happen, you know?
Right, yeah.
If the product or product is not feasible, or if you don't have a story, and it's not always good to be in the public eye constantly, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? If you don't have a story or nothing to really follow up or nothing to talk about,
right.
You know what I'm saying? What do you say? So I want you to explain to some of these people out here. Got this misconception that you're always supposed to be in the limelight, that
definitely.
People are going to do this and do this, you know?
Definitely. First of all, I have clients that have approached me before and was like, I have a mixtape out or I have a single out. And I'm like, okay, are you on the radio or are you on the internet? Have you created your buzz? No, that's what you do. I said, no, I don't create your buzz. I actually expose your buzz out there. I put it out there, but you have to create a street buzz. You understand? That's one thing they have wrong. You need a marketing team. You need a promotional team. You need to make sure that people are listening to you before you approach me. Because my thing is to get you out there with the media. Let the media know who you are. Because you have already created this buzz, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on MySpace. That's what I bring out to the table. I'm not the one who's creating your buzz. You know, I create your buzz with the media outlets, but you already have your buzz. That's what a lot of publicists tell people, oh, I create your buzz. No, you don't. They have to create their buzz. Let's not get it twisted, because if you don't have a buzz or you don't have a name, I mean, people are going to look at me like, okay, so who is he? What is he doing? Nothing. You know, right. Who is he? He's Joe from down the block. There's a lot of Joes down the block in my hood. If that's the case, I'll pick up somebody from the local bodega and say, and welcome to Double XL or Sports Magazine. That's another thing. Everybody wants to be in print, but people don't realize that print is suffering right now. And the way to go is online. Everyone is online. Online stays relevant. You understand? Online has archives.
Mm-hmm.
Print doesn't. Print, in a month, it's out of here. But in 3 months to a year to 2 years, your story's still online, and people can still catch who you are, you know, and it becomes a Google search. And, you know, kids need to know this. Once your name becomes relevant in the Google search, you know, you're good money. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I tell a lot of my clients. Create that buzz. Make it happen. And you create the buzz, and I'll make it happen, and I'll make you a superstar. That's what it is.
Have you ever had a client that was, you had to start from nothing, and they had a PR person, but they never recognized any, and you were the one that created all the media for them? Then they decide that, hey,
oh my God, that's happened, and I don't drop names, but I will drop this name, Frank Lucas Jr., the perfect person, the son of the American Gangster. The son of the American Gangster, Frank Lucas Jr., great guy, you know, great heart. But at the end of the day, it was like I created the buzz for him. And one thing that he told me was that he made me. You made me? No, you didn't make me. I made you. So let's not get it twisted, because nobody knew that Frank Lucas had a son named Frank Lucas Jr. until I brought you to the mainstream media.
Hmm.
You understand? And then at the end of the day, it's like there's a lot of more things deep inside, but I don't want to make the brother look bad, because that's not, you know, that's how I get down. But you could tell what will be the next story. That's a documentary in itself. But I got love for everybody, you know, because I don't know. Have you heard of anything as of lately? I haven't heard his name.
I haven't heard anything. I just had, you know, I was just, you know, indirectly, I'm just about the situation where you got an artist that basically nobody knew, and you're basically, because off of your name, rocking with the client, right? And then basically the client decides, oh, I can give you here and there and give you money. No, I need my paper. How am I supposed to contact these people? Can't pay my phone bill or pay my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be real nonchalant with it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not one to drop no names like that and everything, but in this occasion, it's like, you know what, let's give respect to what respect is due. You know, you don't come out and say, I made you, because that always stuck in my head. Like, you made me? Wow. If there's one person that could say they helped me make myself, was WooWare. That's who made me. At the end of the day, that's how I became noticed. I give all props to them gods. But anybody else, no, they can't say that to me and then keep it moving and walking. Because at the end of the day, it's like, where are you now?
And that's real talk right there, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to a quick commercial. Could you stand fast for us real quick?
Sure.
Commercial, and we'll be back. We're talking live with your girl, Sina Jones of Soul Media, man. This is the Diva, man. Call in.
Having a party? Need a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com. That's HustleEvents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry? From my business owners. We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building. You already know what it is, man. I got your girl, the one and only, man, the diva's diva, your girl, Cinnamon Jones. Oh, so awesome. Media. We're having a man. And at 4-8-6-7.
What? Hello?
Hello, what's up, Cinnamon?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, Cinnamon, what? You in the middle of the grind, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm like... I'm actually, like, trying to, like, I'm going up to the studio right now, so it's just, like, you know, I'm running around, and it's, like, I'm trying to get up to the studio. It's all the way upstate, so I'm, like, yeah, our hustlers don't stop. We don't stop, you know?
No, I know, man. You don't never stop, man. You got to keep on getting that grind on. And, you know, what do you feel is, like, was the hardest adversity that you had to face, you know, being, you know, just in the music industry itself, or being in the industry.
You know what? To be real honest with you, it's the whole respect factor. You know, the whole thing, it is a man's world. You know, at the end of the day, it is a man's world, and it's like, you know, you have to yourself let it be known that, you know, you have to let it be known that, you know, you're gonna make it. You know, you're gonna do business with people, and you want that respect. So it's just like, it is not easy. And just fighting, like I said, to stay on top and just letting people know that you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely because there's a whole bunch of testosterone, you know what I'm saying, and balls all over the place. So, you know what I'm saying, they want to swing their balls. They don't want, you know what I'm saying, women around there. So we gotta kick down the doors extra hard.
I'm sorry. Hello? Hello? Wait, I'm sorry. I'm on this terminal. I'm like trying to get my car from the parking lot and just like it's too much. I'm sorry, people. I am so sorry. I do apologize.
Hey, that's all about the hustle, man. It's all raw, on Lush Radio Online. Mm-hmm.
You see, I had to make sure I got on your radio. I was not about to cancel this interview. So I was like, you know what? I knew I was going to be mobile, but I was like, no, I still got to kick it with my girl, you know?
That's what, man, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely some real stuff right there. I relate to you, and I know Emma can, and all the women that would definitely, you know what I'm saying, have to deal with the same challenges. You know what I'm saying? It is the respect factor, you know. Sometimes mm-hmm. you gotta grind extra hard, you know, for them to mm-hmm. actually, you know, say, yo, this is a tough cookie right here.
Yeah.
So we on our game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And relevant. And what do you see in the future for you know, Soul Pitch Media and the whole movement?
It's like right now I'm looking to actually just keep building. You understand? It's like I wanna build an empire. You know, an empire where only I could destroy if I wanted to destroy it. You know, at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, I want to work with movies, do movies, films. I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for whoever wants to work with me or challenge me. I'm all for it. So it's like, you know, I see a lot of big things for us. Actually, with Vaculab Records, what I'm actually doing is like it's called the whole infrastructure of it. I'm developing the artists. As they go, they're in the studios, and all I mean, I'm fixing the image up and everything. So it's like 5 or 6 of them coming out now all at once. So we're really working. These guys are really working and getting them on the radio. We're about to do big things right now.
That's what's up, man. Make sure you send me that music, man, so we
Almost definitely. I got one artist. Oh, my God. R&B Tanya T6. She's doing it right now. I'm going to have a – matter of fact, I have a press run with her tomorrow and Friday. I'm having her all over the place. So I definitely want to get her on Lush Radio.
That's what's up, man. You already know what it is. Me, Kasha, Super.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. That's what it is. One more time, could you tell the people where they can check you out, man, and check out all them links and everything, man?
Definitely. You can go to www.soulpitchstreetwire.com. It's SOULPITCH, streetwire.com. Check me out on Twitter. I'm there 24/7. That's Soul Pitch Diva. Or you can email me, soulpitchmedia@gmail.com. You can even call me. I ain't running away from nobody. 917-385-8794.
That's what's up, man. And what the last question I got to ask you, I got two last questions.
it's so good.
What makes you, what sets you aside, sets you and makes you different from any other PR person or just me?
You know what? That's the most easiest question. Because PR people are afraid to answer this. I work with anyone. I don't care who you are. If you are a D person, C list, I'll make you an A list. I'm not afraid to go to your hood. I'm not afraid to sit in your stoop. I'm not afraid to go to your house and talk about business. That's one thing a lot of PR people, they're too bourgeois for that. Nah, That's why they call me ghetto bougie, because I will go to your hood. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want no Jay-Z as a client. I don't want no Kanye as a client. You know why? They are their own PR. The PR is just their assistant. And I'm not hating on them, but they got to understand the role they play. They're just their assistant because the media wants them automatically. Me, I want a person that I got to hustle. I got to struggle. I got to go in the face and be like, yo, you're going to make this person a star. That's the type of person I am. That's what makes me different. I'm not afraid of challenge. I'm not afraid to take over.
That's what's up, man. Y'all hear that fire and that energy in there? That's right there. Mm-hmm. That's a hustle right there.
Exactly. If you tell me I got a 16 bar and I'm hot, I'm going to look at you, I'm going to smile, I'm going to be like, give me more. I'm not even, let's work with this 16 bar. Let's make miracle happen. That's what I'm about. You got a pretty face. You want to be a model? Let's go. Let's show them what you got. When they say, this is the key to everything. When they say what you've done before, I'm going to be like, no, it's what you're going to do for them now.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you, oh, they've been at BET 106. No, what you going to do for them now? I need you to put them on BET so when I go to the next outlet, I can say, oh, yeah, they was on BET. That's the thing other publicists are not capable of doing. But I am.
The other question I was going to ask you was, if a publicist already had a client, mm-hmm. and they wanted to, you know, do a joint, like, you know, with you, like, to pair up with you and break bread with you on this one client, would you do it?
Oh, it's been done. It's been done. I've been able to ghost publicist for a year. It's been done. Don't be surprised. There's a lot of stuff out there that you see, and it's your girl, Cinnamon Jones, Soul Pitch Diva, who has made it happen. Yes, I am the ghost publicist. Yeah, definitely. I've made a lot of things happen with these big PR firms, believe it or not. I've made it happen. So to answer your question, yes.
Yeah, because yes. I know a lot of people sometimes are scared to have a ghost publicist, but, I mean, if they have more connects than you do, I say, you know.
Oh, no, you know what? You could take all the credit. Give me that money. I want that money.
That's what I want. If you can give any of these youth that's coming in the game that's aspiring to do PR, just get in the industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
One thing, hold on a second, I'm sorry. One thing I would tell a new artist or anyone coming into the game, be ready to fight. You understand what I'm saying? Be ready to handle anything that comes your way. Don't be afraid. That's one thing they have to do, is be ready to say, you know what, I got this. You know, don't be afraid to step in the shark waters, because guess what? You are already in the shark waters. That's one thing. Never forget that. No. So, you know, they have to have their, you know, they have to be on point. They have to make sure, and their heart, you no emotions. You can't have no type of emotions when you're dealing with this game. It's hard.
Yeah.
Emotions to the side. You got to come in with a heart. You know what I said to myself the other day was so funny? People are like, Cinnamon, why are you saying that? One of my clients was like, is it because of your sign? I was like, no, it's something I saw on Animal Planet. He was like, you crazy. And I said, I'm a turtle. He said, you're a turtle. I was like, yeah, a turtle has a hard shell, but inside he's soft.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I consider myself. I have a hard shell, but inside I have a heart. Yep, so I'm a turtle. I'm the princess turtle right now.
That's what's up. I mean, sometimes you gotta do that, man.
And don't give up. If this is what you want to do, artists, please don't give up. Keep fighting. You know, it's true what they say. It's like, oh, this time. You know, it's not an overnight success. Don't believe the hype. Because I don't know if you noticed, a lot of the overnight success have only lasted for 15 minutes of fame. You understand? And if there is an overnight success, there's a lot to come with, and you have to be ready. You have to be ready for the game. It's like you got to come in ready to fight, you know, and have a good fight and win. You know, and that's what has kept me relevant, that I've stayed in. You know, there are times I felt like I'm leaving, but it's like the mob, you can't get out. Once you're in, you can't get out. One of my friends told me that. I'm like, every time I try to get out, they pull me right back in. And that's what happened. I try to get out, and the Chappelle Show pulled me right back in. And when they did, they made me stronger. That was the worst part.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely... That's some real stuff right there, man. For real.
Yep. You just got to come back stronger. You don't come back weak because you already got the knowledge of what's going to happen. You have to predict, you know, your fate. You have to. You have to come into the game and say, I'm going to make this happen. And if it didn't happen, it will. You got to manifest it yourself. You can't wait for nobody to manifest it for you. You have to manifest it yourself.
And you're totally right about that. That's totally right about that because you know what? The game is cut, though, and you just got to keep your head straight in the game because, for real, you got to stay focused. And I'm definitely, you know, proud of what you're doing, sister. I'm definitely...
Thank you so much.
Definitely supporting you in all that you do, man. I'm so glad that we finally to get this in, man.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. You don't understand. It's like you're giving me a platform to express myself and not only teach someone who doesn't really know the game or who thinks they know the game. I learn every day. I don't say I know it all. I don't know it all. You know why? Because every day something changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm changing with the time. I'm not going to go out there and say I know it all. I know what I'm doing. No, I do know what I'm doing, but guess what? Somebody's always slicker, and I watch that person. See, I stay quiet. I just stay. I relax. I look at the game. I look at everybody. I watch and observe. That's one thing a lot of people don't do. They talk a lot, and they're always talking. Sometimes you got to sit back, relax, and observe the game.
Yeah, that's real talk. That's real talk
right there. A person who talks too much doesn't know anything.
I love you, man, and I thank you for coming through on the show, and we support
thank
you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
I hope it's not the last on the show. No, you're always welcome to come on Street Queens the Movement every Thursday whenever you get a chance. You know.
Thank you, most definitely. I love you guys. I mean, you're doing it up. Your name is out there. You know what? I'm going to keep you relevant as well. Because, you know, it's about keeping us women, you know, strong and powerful. We got to connect. We got to be together. We can't be against each other.
That's real talk right there, man. I'm deaf, man, and you keep going and keep doing what you do. And you need to send me one of your pictures in my email so I can post it up with this blog, man.
Definitely. I'll definitely do that. I'll do that tomorrow when I get back to, you know, New York because right now I'm, like, on this hustle. You hear it all around me. I'm like trying to get up to the studio. But it was thank you so much, Les. I appreciate it. Much success to you.
Thank you so much, man. We're gonna be popping bottles soon, don't worry.
Yes. Yes.
Right,
okay, baby.
All right, later.
All right, bye bye.
We had your girl right here, the diva of all divas, your girl, Miss Jones of Soul Pitch Media, man. You know what I'm saying? I really got to thank that girl for coming through and definitely showing us love on here, dropping some real jewels on PR, being a PR person. You know what I'm saying? Not all PR people, you know, can just basically create miracles. We're not here to make miracles. We're here to basically take what buzz you have and put it out there and expose it to the outside. So we definitely, you know what I'm saying, thank her for the jewels, man. Shout out to all the people out there that definitely come through and support on Lush Radio Online, man. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go ahead and give y'all some, you know what I'm saying, music real quick, you know what I'm saying, and keep y'all rocking on Lush Radio Online. Check out www.strictlymo1.com. Check out www.lushradioonline.com, www.soulpitchstreetwire.com/online. Check that out. E2K Magazine Online. You already know what it is, man. Keep winning, pimping.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now.
Hey,
love for dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Know
that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
I wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead, I'm dead, wanna see it. Surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and going by all the bottles. Yeah, I ain't hit the lotto, never promised tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feeling safe for the soul, my pride I had to swallow. Now I'd have to die because somebody's role model. You can say I'd make it, they ain't never believe me. Now that they try to holler,
Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. It's your boy Noah in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're the king. You're the king. Get down.
Craig Mack, what up?
You're the king.
My man tied to the spot. Rampage, that's incredible. This is a moment that's really unforgettable. I'm killing the game, son, that's incredible. I'm a vet in the game that makes me legible. I kill bees with the diet of the vegetable. Heavy on the cash right now, I'm kinda flexible. The ambush album is unexpectable. It's kinda mental, I'm breaking down your lecture. And all the shorties are treating me kinda sexual. I be killing them shows and all them festivals. I got the street on lock, I'm kinda hectical. I'm on the block again, it's kinda technical.
You won't be around next year. Me and Ramp in the front, fake dudes in the rear. Brand new flavor, all in your ear. And all you whack dudes need to stand in the clear. You won't be around next year. Me and Ramp in the front, fake dudes in the rear. Brand new flavor, all in your ear. And all you whack dudes need to stand in the clear. I can't restart buildings or stop bullets. But you can't neither, so if I pull it, burn clubs up like kids in Rhode Island. Join the army, but instead I'm too violent, I'm deadly, silent. Creep on up, so pick your teeth on up, so sleeping on up. Hip-hop veteran, whatever I like. Chick in the room with me is never a cars you can hop in, whatever you like. Oh, you pass the seat, let you play with the heat. You know cats can't shoot straight and play with the heat. My M4 about to taste your meat through the Teflon. Max, Superman's kryptonite. It's like I'm a blood and you a kryptonite. No breaks when I shake down the road like the 18-wheeler with the extra wide load. You won't be around next year. Me and Ramp in the front, fake dudes in the rear. Brand new flavor, all in your ear. And all you whack dudes need to stand in the clear. You won't be around next year. Me and Ramp in the front, fake dudes in the rear. Brand new flavor, all in your ear. And all you whack dudes need to stand in the clear.
Rampage, I'm back on schedule. Another million, I gotta get a decimal. IRS on my top, it's kinda federal. If I'm caught on the block, I got a medical. I love them beautiful chicks, I'm straight hetero. I strap my willy all tight for that venereal. This is the street world, prepare for your burial. I bite your ass like a pit bull terrier. I'm talking tough, I'm really trying to scare you. Street news, I'm already ahead of you. City boys in your top, you know what cheddar do. When I lick shots, you know what the letter do.
You won't be around next year. Me and Ramp in the front, fake dudes in the rear. Brand new flavor, all in your ear. And all you whack dudes need to stand in the clear. You won't be around next year. Me and Ramp in the front, fake dudes in the rear. Brand new flavor, all in your ear. And all you whack dudes need to stand in the clear.
Flats in the wintertime. It's been a year for the book. Still ain't out of date. Shit's gone. She was Facebook broad, writing on my wall, note in my inbox telling me to call. Get off the book, mama. This what caddies do. Get off the book, mama. Just try and go to school. It's just advice for you. She ain't really hard. I'm sick and tired. Caddy's taking booty pics with a stove butt. Bare application, shit won't even load up. Is she a model? Light skin and sexy. Top down weave and the skin is so Wesley. Red Way, how you doing? It's been long, bro. Trick, I've got MSN. Quit making convos. You poke once and I didn't poke back. Pillsbury dope boy would never poke that. I know you saying good, God, he's back at it. Swagger is clutch, rap style's automatic. Told your boy you ain't got nothing on me. So you really need to stop poking me. Now all them waste caddies, no love. Beeping with the next beam, internet thugs. I'm just doing it for fun. Yeah, it's a joke thing. Everybody has these events they promoting. Facebook broad, always on the net. Joins every group and she poking all the men. She's a Facebook broad, writing on my wall. Note in my inbox telling me to call. Get off the book, mama. This what caddies do. Get off the book, mama. Just try and go to school. It's just advice for you. She ain't really hard. I'm sick and tired of the Facebook broad. She got balls, but there ain't no hoop. Who has the wrong pick for the sexiest group? Huh? It's gotta be this backwoods that I'm toking. Makes a fake account so she gets more votes in. Sunday, she's taking pics for the runway. Jordan ones, pirates fitted, wears it on Monday. You know it's the truth, see it on the daily. When this goes platinum, remember the baby. Facebook broad, always on the net. Joins every group and she poking all the men. She's a Facebook broad, writing on my wall. Note in my inbox telling me to call. Get off the book, mama. This what caddies do. Get off the book, mama. Just try and go to school. It's just advice for you. She ain't really hard. I'm sick and tired of the Facebook broad.
Yeah, man, make sure y'all check out www.lushradioonline.com. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Make sure you stay focused. Take sure that you keep God first and stay safe in all that you're doing, man. Shout out to all my people in the DMV, worldwide, international. You already know what it is. Lushy Lush in the building. This that new N-O-E. Actually, nah, let me make that a correction. Just that new Willie North Pole right here. Arizona's next, and we out pimping. Later.
To connect, nigga, like a concentration camp.
Need to connect.
You put niggas all in one area.
Starting to
see y'all. Then you destruct. It's Willie. Need to connect. Look, hip-hop array, the new Tretch is here. The new rapper that's on fire, the best is here. Any rapper that's retired, the best is here. Willie Flo's the new Usher, the X is here. Look at these rap gangsters next to the queers. I don't care if you knew or getting checks for years. I don't respect, I spit off reflex. Willie got his chest poked out like it's a V-neck. Put your fatigue on, Zona, cause we next. Willie barking up in the desert and not in meat X. I don't care about you fuck faces, duct tape. That's why I'm murking these pussy niggas, fuck rapists.
Get em.
And it's sad that my city do the most hating. But when I see him, I see titties, niggas whole caking. Shake my hand, bitch, tell me I'm the man, bitch. We can both be phony, can't beef with a sandwich.
Okay.
He's baloney, he's phony, he's bony. To a nigga that's thicker than old macaroni. I shit on niggas for real, toilet style feel. Ain't nobody fucking with me, that's just how I feel. Drake cool, I like dude, I like Cuddy. Astro, Ace the homie, and Corey's my buddy. But put me in the dirt with niggas is muddy. Willie spit the die line until it's ugly. Mic check, 1-2-1-2.
Okay.
No, I ain't Jamaican dog, but what you wanna do?
Yeah.
Put me in the ring, I'll give you the 1-2. Fuck a battle rapper, death is upon you. Shout out to the biggies, the pox, the punch too. Still a couple niggas alive to run through.
some niggas to run through. Okay. Anywho, pick one, pick two. Hey, fucking with your boy from the cloth of Troy, from the cloth of Trojans, Achilles with a CD. Niggas that I love disrespected my ego, but when I saw dude, he corrected like a seal. Call me a bitch or whatever, it's all feathers. Yeah. Hip hop is dead, then Willie's the pallbearer. Put rap in the hole, y'all ain't fucking with Pole. The Connect, watch the summer turn cold.
Get him, nigga.
Yeah. It's the Connect. Willie North Pole, disturbing the peace. Def Jam, yeah. Once the album hit stores, I told y'all niggas what it was. It's the classic.